a developer goes to court over building on sand dunes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Next month, a federal judge in Kalamazoo will hear arguments in a case that pits Saugatuck Township against a billionaire looking to develop his property that includes coastal dunes along Lake Michigan. Lindsay Smith reports.
Aubrey McClendon wants to build a marina, condos, houses, and a golf course. Jim Breinsma represents him.
We contend that we have been unfairly singled out for unique zoning restrictions and really unfair procedures.
Breinsma alleges township officials are biased against his client. That's why McClendon is going to court instead of asking for a zoning change first. Saugatuck Township's attorney, Craig Nolan, says he needs to go through the same process as everyone else.
The township has not done anything illegal. It is prepared to make decisions on the record in an open and transparent manner.
The hearing is set for March 7th. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Smith.
This is the Environment Report. Researchers from Michigan State University are trying to control an invasive plant called spotted knapweed. It has purple flowers. You might have seen them spread over old farm fields or alongside roads in the middle of summer. As Bob Allen reports, beekeepers rely on those flowers for making honey.
Spotted knapweed tends to dominate any landscape where it takes hold. Its roots send out a chemical substance that kills nearby plants. But researchers in several states think they found a way to keep it in check. They've released two species of tiny European weevils. One attacks knapweed's roots, the other eats its seeds. Doug Landis is a bug specialist at Michigan State University. He says in some test plots, the bugs have knocked knapweed back as much as 80%.
These insects don't eliminate knapweed, but they can reduce its density to the point where it becomes a more manageable part of the plant community.
Knapweed is found in every county in Michigan, but especially in sandy soils. And land managers want to get rid of it because it crowds out native wildflowers and grasses that supply food and shelter to a wide variety of insects, birds, and other wildlife. But beekeepers say the plant has a lot of value for them. They even have a more poetic name for it, star thistle. And they say it produces a light, mild, pleasant-tasting honey that puts northern Michigan on the map.
It's one of the best honeys in the country.
That's Kirk Jones, who runs Sleeping Bear Apiary in Benzie County. He says his star thistle honey is in demand in stores and restaurants across the country, and it's the only source of surplus nectar available for his bees late in the season.
And without that source of nectar to make honey, we wouldn't be able to keep bees here, and then there would be a spinoff of not having a robust bee population for everybody to pollinate their flowers to make food.
Part of the MSU research, though, is to replace star thistle with a mix of native wildflowers. And Doug Landis at Michigan State thinks it won't hurt the bee business if some fraction of knapweed is replaced.
I believe the consumers would be very happy to buy a wildflower, a native Michigan wildflower honey, whether it says star thistle on it or not.
But beekeeper Kirk Jones doubts that wildflowers will ever be abundant enough to replace the nectar flow of star thistle. He says the plant has adapted here for more than 100 years, and it doesn't make sense to interfere with that balance now.
There may be good intentions, but I think it's probably of dubious value to try to return old farmland to some point in time in the past.
Researchers say it will likely take a decade or more for the weevils to show any success in controlling knapweed on a few of the thousands of acres covered with the plant. For the Environment Report, I'm Bob Allen.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.